Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. Welcome to The Creative Entrepreneur, where I share inspiration and career advice for musicians, writers, visual artists, and creative people of all types. If you don't already, please subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you happen to consume podcasts. So, are you mad as hell enough to change? Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, you're going to find out on this episode. I'm going to play a short audio recording from a recent live event I did here in St. Louis. I was invited to be on a panel by a local group that catered to like multimedia people. So there were a lot of filmmakers and audio production people in the audience. And as it turned out, the panel consisted of myself and just one other person, a guy I had never met before. His name is Cole Hieronymus, and he's a videographer and filmmaker and so on, and just so happened to be a guy with a great attitude at the tender young age of 28. Luckily, I had my voice memo app going during this panel, and here's a segment where someone in the audience had just asked a question about how you juggle all the demands of your time when you take this entrepreneurial path and you have a family and obligations and all this stuff. And so here's Cole's response to that, and then he follows it up with what motivated him to make the changes that he needed to make to go down the path in life that he truly wanted to pursue. I think you'll find this really helpful. So listen to this, and I got some commentary on the other side.
Here's a question I have for everyone. How many hours are there in a week? So typically people know there's 24, 48 and 2, 72 and 3, and then it starts to get hazy, 96 if you're good. It's 168 hours in a week. And I truly believe that we've just gotten so run down by life events and excuses and things that have happened to us that we haven't recalibrated for a very long time. And it's up to us to sit down in front of that calendar and say, what can I possibly do to work my way out of this hole or to get myself into a better position that I'd like to see myself in the future? Mm-hmm. And for me, I was that individual 3 years ago that would barely make it into work by 8:20, sometimes, probably more times than not, just hungover, not feeling that great getting out of bed and getting up in the morning, mm-hmm. not looking forward to work, and I just got into that rhythm. And I realized all of a sudden that if I could just wake up at 6 a.m. I could get an extra hour of work, something done in the morning editing wise. If I waked up at 5 a.m., I could get even more work done. At one point, I was waking up at 4:30 a.m. every single morning and trying to apply myself to something, whether it just be YouTube tutorials or edits or anything. So I found I literally made a whole nother week's worth of time for myself because I finally decided.
Stop drinking?
Yeah. That was one thing. So is, and I didn't stop drinking. Trust me, I still drink. But I recalibrated and I said I'm using some things as vices and things. I'm just not orienting myself towards the life in which I wish to be living. At that time, I was 265 pounds. So I'm 50 pounds lighter than what I am currently, too. So, but we all go through these revolutions within our lifespan. So every next level of your life is going to require a different you to attack it. And it doesn't matter what stage or age you're at, but if you can reorient it, like, honestly, most people can't say that they put in 2 hours of really hard work towards their passion that they're most passionate about on a daily basis. So if you were able to put just one solid hour aside where you really dug in, you started to do the work, started doing the web series, the podcast in which you really want to get going, if you really start for 1 hour every single day, you would be shocked at the process, the progress that you make. It's recalibrating.
Well, right.
I always say it just, like, for me, it's always been, when am I going to be so pissed off and upset about my current circumstances that I'm going to make a move?
Right.
You know, like, I worked retail for 8 years. You know, I was a Best Buy guy. I worked full time. When I decided not to get my bachelor's degree, my dad kicked me out of the house. So I went to full time working, supporting myself on my own directly out of my associate's degree. And I worked freelancing on the side of Best Buy. I was the number one sales associate in St. Louis for Best Buy. I was the most profitable employee for them on the floor. I was making them $104 an hour every single hour that I was on the floor. And I finally got sick of making millions of dollars for a corporate conglomerate. And I decided to start making money for myself. So it's just, when are you going to get sick enough?
I think that's a book that you need to write.
Damn.
So I don't know about you, but I found that to be pretty darn inspiring. And his question there at the end is a valid one. I mean, when are you going to get so pissed off, so frustrated, so mad as hell that you're willing to make the changes that maybe you hadn't been willing to make before? So I know I've talked about this in various forums and in different books over the years, but let's revisit this concept of what motivates human beings to take action. And when it comes right down to it, they're usually just one of two things that motivate human beings to act, and that is either pain or pleasure. Either you choose to do something because you think doing it is going to move you closer to pleasure, to feeling good. You have some sort of an aspirational objective or goal to better yourself. But on the other hand, quite often the motivation is either to relieve a pain that you're currently experiencing or to avoid a pain that you think is coming right around the corner. So this applies to all sorts of things in life. I'll just use sort of like maybe fitness or health. What motivates you to start being more healthy and getting more exercise and eating better? Usually it's because you're maybe sick of the way that you're feeling. You're in pain. You're not comfortable. You don't feel good in your clothes. And so there's your motivation. You also have aspirational reasons for doing it. The hope that you will feel better, you'll have more energy, you'll be more attractive to other people. So quite often, both of those things are happening simultaneously. I know that in my own personal life, I prefer to pursue things because of the aspirational nature. A lot of what I write about is positive, is painting a picture of the great stuff that can happen in your life if you step into your creativity and share more and all that good stuff. So I don't really hit on the pain points as much as maybe some other experts do. But I have to admit, of the two things, pleasure and pain, pain is the more powerful motivator. And there have definitely been times in my life where I was just sick of whatever the situation that I was in, or there was some fear. Fear can actually be a good motivator, although I don't like to wallow in it for too long. But if there's a fear that I'm not going to be able to pay the rent or bills, or there's a car repair and suddenly a fire gets lit under my butt and I get to work to bring in that revenue to create opportunities to avoid those nasty situations, I have to admit that pain and fear can be a motivator. Again, I wouldn't like thrive on it and get attached to it to where that's the only thing that motivates you. I prefer the aspirational, pleasure-based, you know, bettering my life being the thing that inspires me. But if you're in a situation where you can't get out of a rut, where you've got a day job, you've got a situation in your life that's not allowing you to pursue your creative interests with the vigor that you would like, maybe, just maybe, you need to get pissed off. Maybe you need to get mad as hell about your current situations and use that not to go further down into the abyss of depression, but use it to motivate you to take action, to look for positive solutions to get you out of the rut. And like Cole says, carve out the time, make it a priority, decide what's best for you. Yes, you have to be realistic and realize the gap that exists between where you want to be and where you are, but you take proactive steps to close that gap and move closer and closer consistently over time toward that place in life where you want to be as an artist. So there you go. Think about it. rewind this sucker and listen to that excellent talk that Cole did again and let it sink in. What can you do to better your situation? What can you do to carve out more hours in your schedule? Where are those trivial things that you're doing? Yes, you have to take time to sleep and eat and self-care and nurturing and all that stuff. There's probably times that you're wasted. There are things that you can do to pour more energy into your art, develop a new habit, and live a more fulfilling life, the one you were meant to live. All right, I think you got the point. I wanted to share this with you because it was just so powerful, so good. So get out there, make things happen, be awesome. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.